Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on this Tuesday, day after Memorial Day on KKWC FM 95.7. For the next hour, we'll be talking with our two lawmakers who are running for the House District 55 seat in the election coming up next Tuesday, and that's coming up on June 2nd. It's my pleasure speaking with Curtis Bauer from the Roland area. And Curtis, a very good morning to you, sir.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here this morning. We had a forum last week in Webster City with you and your opponent, Bo Claver, and let's find out more about yourself there, Curtis.
Well, I'm currently the mayor of Roland, Iowa. I have lobbied down at the Capitol for the last 5 years pretty actively on family law and court reform, and then most recently, since I've taken over as the mayor of Roland, more on local government issues that pertain to property taxes and things that affect cities, counties, and school boards. So I have quite a bit of time in the service. I spent over 14 years before I was medically retired from the Army. I've served overseas. There's a lot of stuff on my resume. I've got a wife, six boys. So we keep a pretty active household. My boys love to storm chase, by the way, so they've gotten to go to Oklahoma, Arkansas, and we were out in Nebraska just this last weekend. So,
how about last weekend there, Curtis, when we had all these storms?
Oh, yeah. Yes. They ran into some... My 11-year-old is really good about putting us right on the tornado.
Wow. That's just amazing.
Yep. We always come in from the south side because it's easier to see the tornadoes on the south side than it is from any other direction.
Fascinating. Well, let's also talk about the reason why you're running for the Iowa House and the Senate election or House election coming up on June 2nd.
Well, the biggest reasons I'm running is we have some economic disparities and economic issues that we're not really talking about. And the biggest one is the state budget. The state budget, the state legislature has a $1.5 billion deficit on this year's budget. And they're projecting a $1.2 billion deficit next year. And the original plan was to be $1.6 billion after 5 years on the original plan. So we're way off the mark right now. So we really need to get that pulled right back in and corrected. And as far as property taxes go, we have effectively created a situation where our local townspeople and our local citizens are going to find that there's going to be a substantial decrease in services because of the limitations that the state legislature has provided and put on the local governments. And there's been several ways to circumvent that issue. One in particular is interest rates on bonds. Interest rates on bonds are at 4%. So if you got, like, let's say a 30-year note on a multi-million dollar bond, that's 46% is being paid on interest. We want to cut that interest out and enable those communities to save, because if they save, they can put it into an interest accruing account to lessen the burden on the taxpayers.
And one other issue too, it has a lot to do with your pro-life. And that was a question about one of the reasons why you're running this election.
Absolutely. So we've had a Republican trifecta for the last 10 years. And we have not seen any real pro-life legislation come before the legislature and put into in front of the governor to sign. We could have life at conception right now, and we don't. We have a fetal heartbeat bill that prevents just on heartbeats, but we also have a pill bill where it provides only no jurisdiction over the mail. And we have no jurisdiction on out-of-state doctors. So it does very limited benefit to the public in that regard with regards to life.
Again, we're talking with Curtis Bauer, one of the two candidates running in the Iowa House seat for District 55 in the election coming up next Tuesday, which is June 2nd. Curtis, you also brought up during a forum that was held in Webster City the other night about trying to keep people here in Webster City instead of moving to outside the area, such as you want to keep people here, like in your area, Roland, and Story City, and Webster City, as well as Woolstock, and even Hampton.
So the biggest things that keep a person in the community is the culture, and the culture relates to schools. The culture relates to community and what little amenities that the community has. But a community that is deeply rooted in some form of culture that cultivates a belonging, a sense of belonging, is really, really important to cultivate, to start. And then once you've started on that, you move to economic development to bring in good jobs and good industry. And the thing that Webster City and Hamilton County have going for it right now is Interstate 35 and US 20 are the crossroads. So there's no reason why we can't turn this into the next industrial mecca, similar to what Ames has done with US 30 and I-35 as well. We have the four ways to do it. We have the ability to get the stuff on the road to be transported and taken out of here and make it a worldwide thing. So we could go pretty global with this place.
I noticed, too, that we've had industry, of course, Story City, it's kind of the hub in a way. A lot of businesses and industries in the Story City area. At one time, I believe they had Pella Window, but that kind of changed hands in that area right there on the east side of Story City. And of course, we're getting a new plant in Webster City with this product. It used to be the Kenco Warehouse, mm-hmm. and that's Edible Gardens. That's coming soon to Webster City, so we're seeing some progress there.
We are. We're definitely seeing a lot of progress. And honestly, with our population as a state declining, we really need to be looking at how we can grow the population in the area, because it actually widens the tax base and spreads the tax load across more people.
Mm-hmm. What else have you been hearing from the voting public as we get set for this June 2nd primary, Curtis?
So the biggest things that I'm hearing from the public are things like ESAs. They're not 25...
Education savings accounts. Just
correct.
Get that.
So about 25% of Republicans that are primary voting Republicans are not happy with the way that they're done right now. And the biggest thing is they see that it creates a bigger disparity between the public schools and the private schools. And the private schools were able to run on less. So there's this big push to have to take care of and fix the public schools so that we can put more funding in them. But I don't think that it's necessarily a funding problem at this point. I think it is how those schools are run. And the way that we have had all of these unfunded mandates from the state that put this incredible burden on the local school boards, these school boards are doing the best they can with what they have. I don't think people realize that local governments are left holding the bag, but the real perpetrator in this issue is the state legislature. So those are things that I'm looking to tackle.
How would you rate this year's state legislature?
This year's state legislature, I would rate at probably a C-. We've had big opportunities, and we pushed through some feel-good bills, but they've had no real functionality, no real benefit. We could have had a bill that allowed the pipeline to go through, the CO2 pipeline, mm-hmm. without eminent domain, but the Senate dropped the ball. You know, that's a big deal. So with that, and then the big push to cap the revenue on property taxes, and $1.5 billion deficit with a $1.2 billion deficit projected next year, it's not a very good setup.
Mm-hmm. So why should people vote for you coming up on June 2nd, Curtis?
I have a lot of experience operating in the chaos. And if anyone's ever been down to the Capitol during session, it is a very chaotic place with 150 different legislators with 150 different opinions. But then you have 400 lobbyists trying to sway 150 different opinions. And it becomes a very, very chaotic place. And I have, by the grace of God, the ability to see through and get to the root of a lot of things. Especially, I've been able to hone that with the experience that I've had in combat. So you're able to take a very chaotic time and hone it and make it really focused.
Mm-hmm. So you'll probably share, if elected, the ideas you did in Roland as mayor of your city, and then bring it to the Capitol in Des Moines, if elected, come
yes.
next year.
Yes.
Hmm?
Absolutely.
So any difference between Roland and the state of Iowa from what you'd like to see?
So the state of Iowa has a lot more broader problems than Roland did. Roland's household median income is right around $98,000 per year. We're doing very well financially in Roland. Where we had problems is deferred maintenance. They kept on kicking the can. And finally, we all said enough, and we started taking care of things that were getting deferred and started fixing them. And now that we're in a far better place, we've reduced our debt levy. We've reduced the need to rely so much on a heavier and higher levy, and we're focusing more on the needs of the town. And we've got a few projects underway that are going to bring in economic revenue. So we're excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Any of that's in closing here this day?
I just hope that as many people, as many Republicans get out and vote in the primary, because this is a critical primary. Everyone has to know that their vote counts, and they wield a lot of power at the ballot box. So get out and vote.
Coming up on June 2nd, and of course, they can still vote this week at the county auditor's office. I know there'll be some open on Saturday, the 30th of May, and then open from about, 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. coming up on June 2nd at the polling stations all over the District 55 area.
Absolutely.
And you're going to be one busy person in the days to come, for sure.
It's going to start today being really busy again, so.
Mm-hmm. After the holiday weekend. Curtis Barr, my guest on KQWC, all the very best to you. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you.